Norway regulator blocks 57 unlicensed gambling sites. As part of its efforts to combat illegal gambling, Norway's gambling regulator has initiated blocking orders against 57 unlicensed online gaming sites operating in the jurisdiction. While the regulator didn't disclose the website's names, it revealed that they were operated by about 23 different companies. The enforcement action marks the first time Lotteritilsynet will actively block unauthorized online gaming operators in Norway. However, before making the move, the regulator issued warnings to nearly 50 companies last autumn, directing them to stop accepting bets from Norwegians or face blocking. Following the warning, around 40 out of 100 affected websites voluntarily exited the Norwegian market. Now, when players in Norway try to access the blocked sites, their internet service provider, ISP, redirects them to a notification page. The page informs them that the website they attempted to visit is unlawful but that they, as consumers, have not broken any laws by trying to access it. By blocking illegal gaming sites, Lotteritilsynet aims to protect gamblers and reduce problem gambling in Norway. Quote, blocking illegal websites will help fewer people develop gambling problems. These are the games that have the highest risk. They are designed to get you hooked, and you can lose a lot of money in a short time. Silje Sagrav Amble, Lotteritilsynet lawyer. Multi-pronged approach to combating illegal gaming. In addition to DNS blocking, the regulator also uses other techniques to tackle illegal gambling in Norway. Amble noted, it is becoming increasingly difficult to be an illegal gambling company in Norway. There are several reasons for this. TV advertising is gone, and Norwegian banks are stopping bets and winnings to and from these companies. More work to be done. Despite the progress made, Amble acknowledged that further efforts are necessary to protect players. She cited a survey conducted by Sentio that revealed that 50% of Norwegians are unsure about which gambling operators are licensed in the country. To address this issue, the lawyer recommends that the government grant Lotteritilsynet more power to monitor the market effectively and crack down on unauthorized sites.